If you run a local business,
yeah,
you know, a restaurant, a service, maybe a chain with a few locations, you absolutely know the game has changed. You have to be the one that shows up for those near me searches.
Right.
But the advice out there, it's overwhelming.
It really is.
You've got one person shouting about citation cleanup. Another one is telling you that you have to implement complex schema markup. It's a real pain point, right? Which local SEO tactics actually work?
That is the core of the problem. And it's only getting more intense as we look toward 2025. The competition is just, it's getting fierce, and Google is constantly changing the game with new features.
Right.
So our mission today is to just cut right through all that noise. We want to give you a complete roadmap, a real deep dive into 7 proven strategies that actually drive growth in local search.
Okay, let's unpack that. So local SEO, it's more than just being visible. It's about getting customers who are, you know, ready to buy.
Right, ready to transact.
You mentioned immediate benefits, but let's talk about the engine. What is Google actually looking for? When I type in a local query, what happens behind the scenes?
At its core, it's surprisingly simple. But the execution is where it gets complex. Search engines are basically assessing 3 main signals for any local query. And those are proximity, relevance, and prominence.
Proximity, relevance, and prominence.
Yep. All the successful strategies we're going to talk about today, they all flow from maximizing those 3 signals.
Let's dig into those 3 because they really define everything we're about to discuss. Mm-hmm. Proximity seems obvious. It's just how close I am to the business.
Exactly.
But relevance and prominence.
Yeah.
How does Google figure those out?
Well, relevance is all about how well your business category, your website, your reviews, how well all that matches what the person is actually searching for.
Okay.
So if you search for art supplies and my profile just says general retail, well, I'm probably going to lose out to the competitor whose profile specifically says fine art supplies.
That makes sense. And prominence, that sounds a lot like authority.
Precisely. Prominence is your overall online authority, your reputation. Are you talked about online? Do you have good, high quality links pointing to you? Do you have lots of recent reviews? This is the toughest one to build, but it's usually the thing that wins you that top spot in the local map pack.
So all your assets, your website, social media, they all have to be singing the same song.
Exactly. Consistent quality information. That's the key.
Excellent. Okay, now that we have the framework, let's jump into strategy number 1, the absolute bedrock, your Google Business Profile or GBP.
Yes. If you do nothing else, focus here. The GBP is the most foundational piece of local SEO. It's your digital storefront. It's the first thing people see.
And it's what gets you in the map pack to begin with.
It is the single most important factor. Rushing this step is just, it's digital malpractice.
So beyond just, you know, claiming the profile, what are the optimization steps that really move the needle on those 3 signals we just talked about?
Start with the basics, but do them perfectly. Craft a really clear description and use your local keywords. I mean, city names, neighborhood names, things like that.
So hyperlocal.
Very hyperlocal. Then nail your category selection. Don't just pick one. Use all the relevant secondary categories you can. That maximizes your relevance for all the different things you do.
And what about activity? I know a lot of businesses just set it and forget it.
That's a huge mistake. You have to treat it like a mini website. Upload great high-resolution photos. And a pro tip here, Geotag them. Yeah. You add location metadata to the image file itself. It just reinforces that proximity signal to the search engine. And use GBP posts. These are like little updates, offers, events. It signals activity. And Google absolutely loves fresh content.
That attention to detail is so critical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if GBP is the foundation, then strategy number 2 has to be about building on it. Encouraging customer reviews.
Reviews are the lifeblood. They directly fuel both prominence and relevance. And search engines don't just look at the star rating. They analyze the quality, the frequency, and how recent the reviews are. A business with 100 reviews from 5 years ago is way less prominent than one getting 5 new reviews every week.
Okay, so how do we go from just hoping people leave a review to actually making it happen?
Timing. It's all about timing. You have to ask for the review right after a positive interaction. That's when the customer is happiest.
Strike while the iron is hot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then make it frictionless. Make it so easy. Share a direct link to the review page. Send it in an email, a text message, or even use a QR code at your checkout counter. Don't make them hunt for it.
I've heard that responding to every single review is a big deal now. Is that really necessary? Even the bad ones?
It is absolutely necessary. It's a massive trust builder. When you respond, you show there's a real person listening. Thanking the positive ones is easy.
Yeah.
But gracefully handling negative feedback, that's where you really build trust. You're showing potential customers how you deal with problems. You can turn a complaint into a public display of great service.
That's a great point. Okay, moving on. Strategy number three. This one sounds so simple, but I know it trips up so many businesses. Maintaining uniform NA pay details.
The consistency rule. NAP name, address, phone number. This is where so many businesses fail. If your details are mismatched across the web, it just confuses Google's algorithm.
And if Google is confused?
If Google can't be 100% sure where you are, your ranking will suffer, period.
Can you give me a concrete example? Like, how small of a difference matters here?
Oh, tiny differences matter.
Yeah.
Imagine your address is 123 Main Street, Suite A.
Okay.
If your website says 123 Main Street with an abbreviation and your Facebook page leaves off the suite number to a machine, those are three different addresses.
Wow.
The algorithm is looking for an exact match. The difference between sank and street, or how you format your phone number with or without parentheses, it all matters.
It sounds like a nightmare to manage. So the takeaway is just discipline.
It's pure discipline. The only way to do it is to commit to a regular audit, quarterly at least. Keep a spreadsheet of every single place your business is listed. And if you change something, you have to be ready to change it everywhere all at once.
That discipline leads us right into strategy number four, which is about how people are actually using this information, making your website mobile friendly.
Right, because most local searches are happening on a phone. We all know this. If your site is slow, if people have to pinch and zoom to read it, you've already lost them.
That friction is a killer.
It's an instant customer killer. Mobile optimization is priority number one, but so is the technical structure underneath.
You mentioned schema markup earlier.
Yeah.
That sounds technical and intimidating. For the listener, what exactly is schema and why does it matter for local search?
It's basically code you add to your website that helps search engines understand your content better. Think of it like putting labels on your information for Google.
Okay, so you're not making a guess.
Exactly. The local business schema is critical. It explicitly tells Google, these are our hours, this is our exact address, here are our services. You're spoon-feeding it the correct data.
Which I assume reinforces those prominence and relevance signals we talked about.
It directly reinforces them. And when you get it right, you're more likely to get those rich results, you know, the little stars or extra details that show up right in the search results.
And for the mobile site itself, what's a must-have feature?
A visible, sticky click-to-call button on every single page. Someone searching on the go needs to be able to contact you with one tap.
Okay, we've laid the foundation. Now let's get into targeting and authority. Strategy number five, discovering the right local keywords.
The goal here is to move past the generic stuff. You need to target phrases that show real intent and are location specific. You have to figure out what problem your local customer is trying to solve right now.
So how do you find those high value keywords? It can't just be guessing.
No, you use the search results themselves as your research tool. Type in your main service, look at what Google shows you in the map pack, but critically, scroll down. Look at the people also ask section. Look at the people also search for at the very bottom.
Ah, so Google is literally telling you what people are looking for.
It's handing you the answers on a silver platter. You take those exact questions and phrases and you weave them into your website copy, your blog posts, your business listings.
And a pro tip here.
Don't just focus on your main city. Target neighboring towns, specific neighborhoods. A search for plumber in Silver Lake might have less volume than plumber Los Angeles, but I guarantee you the conversion rate is higher. It's hyper-focused.
That focus is the perfect segue to strategy number six, which is a game changer, especially for businesses with multiple locations, building location-specific and service-specific landing pages.
This is the laser-focused approach. If you serve four different neighborhoods, you should have four different pages. Stop sending everyone to one generic contact us page.
Right.
You need a dedicated, robust page for emergency drain cleaning in Brooklyn with content all about that service in that specific area.
And that focus helps Google see you as the most relevant answer for that specific search. What has to be on these pages?
Every page needs those long-tail, location-based keywords in the titles and headers, but more importantly, they need local trust signals.
Like what?
An embedded Google map of just that location, photos taken in that service area, and testimonials from customers who live in that exact neighborhood.
So you're making the page feel authentically local, which boosts that relevance signal. And the advice is to keep these pages fresh, right?
Yes. Stale content is your enemy. Regularly update them, add new photos, answer new FAQs that come up, add seasonal offers. Freshness signals to Google that you're active and an authority.
And that brings us to our final strategy, number 7. The long game for building that prominence, local backlinks.
This is where we get into more advanced territory. Backlinks, links from other websites to yours, are still like a high-profile referral online. They signal what Google calls EEAT.
Expertise, experience, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. That second E for experience is relatively new. How has that changed things for local businesses?
The experience part is huge. Google now wants proof of real-world experience. For a local business, that means links from sources that confirm you're a real active part of the community are pure gold.
So a link from the local Chamber of Commerce
is worth way more than a random link from a generic directory. Links from local blogs, news outlets that covered an event you sponsored, industry associations, they all carry massive weight. They validate your experience.
Well, what are the best ways to earn these links without, you know, just buying them?
Community collaboration. That's the key. Offer to write a guest post for a local blog on a topic you're an expert in. Team up with a neighboring business for a joint event. Sponsor a local youth sports team. These activities often result in a natural, valuable backlink from their websites.
And what's so powerful is that this authority, this link juice, it lifts your entire profile, right? It helps all your other strategies.
It's a perfect virtuous cycle. The authority you gain from those links boosts the ranking potential for every single page on your site.
This has been incredibly dense, but so actionable. We've covered everything from the basics of GBP to the complexities of backlinks. For the listener who's maybe feeling a little overwhelmed right now with these 7 big tasks, where do they start?
You can't do it all at once. You have to prioritize the foundation.
Build the house first.
Exactly. Start with strategies 1, 2, and 3. Max out your Google Business profile, get a system for collecting reviews, and lock down your NAP consistency across the entire web. Once that foundation is solid, then you move on to creating specific landing pages and building backlinks.
And what about tools? What are the critical tools someone needs to manage all this?
Start with the free ones, Google Business Profile Manager and Google Search Console. They're non-negotiable. After that, a good SEO suite to track rankings and find citation errors is essential. And for NAP, a listing management tool can automate a lot of that painful work. Oh, and don't forget schema markup generators. They can write the code for you, so you don't have to be a developer to get that technical validation.
So bringing this all together, what does this mean for the future? Looking beyond 2025, where is local search heading?
Local SEO is an ongoing process. It's not a one-and-done project. The digital landscape is being totally transformed by AI, by generative search.
Right.
So the question you have to be asking yourself is this. If Google's AI just decides to summarize the best dentist in Chicago without even showing the map pack, are you confident that your 3 core signals, your proximity, your prominence, and your relevance, are strong enough for that AI to choose you as the definitive answer?
Wow.
That commitment to foundational excellence is what's going to ensure you keep growing, no matter what changes come next.
A fantastic deep dive into mastering local visibility.
This deep dive was brought to you with insights provided by Scupic.